The Mind Aware, 611.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantra password.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy that you're here and that we get to spend this time together. And I know you are subscribing. You know, it's so funny. You might have heard me say on the last show, I've been doing this forever. And I know, like, logically, people say, like, oh, tell people to subscribe. But I had no idea. Like, it's a big deal. When you subscribe on iTunes or iHeartRadio or whatever the preferred method of listening is, that gives our show a really big bump in the ratings. And so if you would do me that favor and subscribe, I would appreciate it. Plus, you know, the bonus is you get to hear when the episode is released. So you do get that immediate download. So I appreciate you doing that. And I have a question for you today. Would you like to get more leads and make more money just for existing? Right? Who wouldn't? Isn't that a great idea? Well, that's what happens when you become the category leader in your field. You know, we talk about in the Mind Aware Sandbox about stepping into your celebrity. This is why I created the celebrity formula. When you become the known celebrity in your niche, then you get money just for existing because people know you. They come to you automatically. You get referrals. You can raise your rates. There are all sorts of benefits. And so someone wrote in. We had somebody write in and ask the question, how can I become the category leader in my field of health, wellness, and fitness? Now, I want to give you three easy tips that will help you attain this. I want to notice here first that you called it the category leader, and I really like that. You know, a lot of times we talk about niching, but I really like that terminology that you used in your question, category leader, and I'm going to tell you why. Because a lot of times, and this is tip number one, most of the time when people are trying to become, let's say, famous, for lack of a better word, or they're trying to become influencers, or they're trying to become known in their market, they're going too broad. So you look at this market, health, wellness, and fitness. This is a huge, huge, huge category. Think of all the different types of fitnesses there are. Just one of those three things. How many different types of fitnesses? You've got CrossFit and yoga and Pilates and straight up dance. And I'm all sorts of, I don't even know, how many did I name? Four? Right? There are so many fitness methods, sports and all sorts of weightlifting. And I mean, you could go on. And we haven't even talked about health and wellness. Health and wellness, eating, alternative healing and supplements and sleep. and self-care. I mean, this is just a massive, like, throw a stone and one out of every other experts that's out there is in one of these three categories. So it's just massive. And so point number one, tip number one is to narrow that category. I wouldn't even talk about your category as being health, wellness, and fitness anymore. I would start really clarifying and narrowing who you're talking to. And you can do this in a few different ways. So the first way is to think about who these people are as people and pick somebody that you would really like to help. If you are a fitness person for an 18-year-old boy, that's very different than being a fitness person for a 65-year-old woman. And so when you can narrow down who you are trying to help, you are going to be able to speak their language more easily, and you're going to be able to let their particular activating system spot you. Have you ever been on Facebook and had somebody run one of those crazy ads where it says, "Hi, are you a 50-year-old woman who lives in Minnesota?" Right? This gal right here. And you notice it immediately, don't you? Like, yes, I am. I am a 50-year-old woman who lives in Minnesota. Well, when you are able to specify who you're talking to, they see you. That's the effect that that has. So get clear. Who is that person? What is their defining characteristics? Are they high school students? Are they moms? Are they in college? Are they single? Are they married? Are their kids teenagers? Have they left the nest? Are they unmarried? Are they divorced? Are they postmenopausal? Are they men? You know, who are these people you're talking to? Who are these people? And what is their exact niche that they fall in? Like, clarify, because when you can do that, then you can start to think of the problems they have. Now, if you're talking to a 50-year-old man, he's going through a different kind of transition in his life in regard to fitness or health or wellness, whichever you pick, than talking to a 25-year-old woman. They have different problems. They have different concerns. And you want to be able to speak to those problems as clearly as possible. So becoming a category leader means picking a category, a really well-defined category, and not only in who they are. This is tip one, part B. And not only who they are, but what their problem is. So a 55-year-old man can have a variety of different health problems. He can have the health problem of having suffered a heart attack, or he can have the health problem of being obese, or he can have the health problem of being diabetic, or he can be someone who has always been fit and just wants to get fit again. I mean, there's all sorts of different ways to define who you're talking to. But when you start getting really specific, so tip one, in short, is clarify and narrow who you're talking to, because when you start getting very specific about who you're talking to, now they see you and they hear you and you can own that entire niche. So now you're not saying, "I'm the number one person in the field of health, wellness, and fitness." I mean, that's like a goal of a lifetime. Instead, you're saying, "I am the number one expert for women over the age of 35 trying to lose their baby fat." Much more manageable category to become number one in. So that's the first thing. How you become the category leader is to pick a category. And the more narrow and the more defined you can get, the better. I'll tell you a quick little story. I worked with Greg Habstritt many, many years ago, and he had somebody in his course that was picking a niche, and she was someone who had been married to someone who later identified as gay. And so she decided that that was going to be her category. She was going to talk to women. You know, she was some kind of a psychologist, therapist type, and she wrote a book about this topic, and I wish I knew who it was. I don't remember anymore because this is a lifetime ago. But she ended up, that was her niche. She was going to talk to people, women who were partnered with people who later identified as gay, and how they were going to cope with it and move on in their own relationships and lives. And guess what? Surprisingly, that's a huge niche. There are a lot of women who have experienced that. How many experts do you think there are that are addressing that? As far as I know, only her, right? So guess what? You can own that. You can become the expert in that niche. All right. So then tip two is define yourself. Because when you can define who you are and what makes you unique in your category, and it doesn't have to be something big, but ideally you're going to be unique in your message. So look at the other people in your category and figure out how you're different. What are you saying? So in my own example, I'm in my category of building a business. I'm maybe if the only person, I can't think of anybody else who's saying action is not what builds your business. So that makes me different. I'm also the only person. So it's not just defining your message, it's defining who you are as a person. How are you different from these other people? Well, a lot of people in the mindset entrepreneurial space, they're men. I'm a woman. That's something that's different. But here's one. I'm from Minnesota. I think it's safe to say I'm probably the only expert in the mindset for entrepreneurs category that lives in Minnesota, and certainly the only one that tells people action is not what builds your business. So now I have defined myself in a way that I am different from the people in my category, authentically different. So it doesn't have to be a big thing, like I'm the only person in my category, you know, with a third eye or something like that. Like it can be something just kind of normal. Like I live in Vermont, or I live in Minnesota, or I'm the only one who lives in the country, or I live in a condo in the city. Like find the thing that makes you different from the people in your category that you choose in messaging, in your business, but also personally. Are you a dog lover? Do you have 6 dogs? Are you somebody who's a gardener? Are you somebody whose favorite hobby is woodworking? Like, what makes you different from those other people? And then the third thing, and this is not going to surprise you, what tip number 3 is, can we say it together? Train your brain. Because here's the truth, the reality about building a business. You can implement all the tactics you want. You can follow all the good advice. You can implement all the strategy you want. You can build those pretty funnels, and you can have the perfect copywriter, and you can do everything strategically and tactically correct. But none of that builds your business. There's only one thing that is going to make you money. And that is your expectation that you're going to make money. And that is where you train your brain. So if you want to become the category leader in the field of health, wellness, and fitness, narrowed down, of course, pick your category, start somewhere. And you can always, always grow the category, but you got to start with brain training. And I know you know that because you're here. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you didn't know that unequivocally. Train your brain. You've got to start saying those gentle phrases that trick your reticular activating system into thinking it's already happened. And how you do that is talking about it as though it's already happened. It's starting to happen. I'm starting to make the shift. I'm starting to move into my category. I'm starting to step up. I've defined my category so carefully that I am the one who can claim it. It's so easy for me to claim my category now, because I have narrowed it, and I'm the only one who's like me in my category doing my business. I stand out so easily because I'm unique as a person. I'm unique in my messaging, and I've picked and chosen a narrow and unique category. It's so easy when I'm training my brain to rise to the top and stand out in my niche, because I've done all of the steps on the outside and inside. I love using mindset to grow my business. I love feeling good about what I'm doing. It's already working. I'm already standing out. My clients are finding me. I'm on the move. I love stepping into my celebrity. It's so fun to do things to train your brain way. This is the ticket. This is the ticket. If you're new to brain training and you really want a quick refresher, or maybe you just want a little kick in the pants, I can recommend go over to 60secondworkshop.com. 60secondworkshop.com. And it's called that because it literally takes 60 seconds to hear the first video. And if you decide to go through all the videos in the series, the whole series will take you 8 minutes total. And it will really elevate your emotional state, elevate your feelings so that you realize by the end of it, like, you are meant to do what you're doing, and there is only you, and there is only the path of brain training. Mindset matters most. This is the ticket. Mindset matters most. It doesn't matter what anyone else says, what the peanut gallery says, what your friends say, anything. In fact, speaking of that, next episode, we actually have somebody writing in who does care what their friends think about them, and we're going to hit that one head on. But in the meantime, you know what to do. You're already doing this. You're already shifting this. You've already got this. You're already stepping up. You're already making that shift and training your brain and standing out in your category.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy free holies, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey...
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?